Greeting in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the opportunity that is presented before me.
It's
not an easy task to preach about the topic at hand. It is one of the difficult ones. I spent sleepless nights just to organize a message to preach to you.
Because
my point, I want to preach to people in their context where they are. And I think the selectors of this conference, they choose one of them, they choose everything. The worst that was difficult, they chose to me. But with God's grace, we'll try to speak to you also. Even if I divert, don't worry. But I'll go with the Bible. Pray for us.
My Father who is in heaven, most gracious God, we come before you even in this hour. We are grateful for the opportunity that we have to stand before your children and be able to preach and translate your word. We pray, even Father, that you may be with us. We pray that you may be with the pastor whom you have chosen today to preach this message. We know, even Father, that with you, O God, all things are possible, and he will preach exactly as you have instructed him to do so. I pray also for myself, my Father, that you may help me, even Father. I pray that you may rescue me from any error that I may commit. In your hands, I commit this moment. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, now and forevermore. Amen.
Take your Bible to Isaiah chapter 64. We'll only read one verse. Then as we go to the second point, that's where we'll move to some few scriptures, which is not an idea for my preaching to go and make you to turn to the Bible always. But I want to speak to your heart from what I've been given. The question always that I ask when we come to conference, why are you here? Why are you here? Are you here because it's Easter? Are you here because it's Passover? Are you here because you want to meet some new friends? We need also, whenever we meet conference, when we go to conference, why I should go to that conference? What is it that I will get? What is it that will transform me? I'm going there for the speakers. Or I'm going there to let the Lord speak to me. Or I'm going there to make friends. This is a question I asked a lot of people. A lot of people are out this weekend. They are out this weekend. They are in the churches. Some of the churches that they went to, they didn't even preach what we are preaching here. They didn't even get what we are getting here. They are so serious. They go to those conferences year after year. But Christ is not glorified. Faith is not glorified. Everything that we speak about here, it's not even mentioned. So that is why I need to ask you also, why are you here? The topic at hand, Gloria Dio Gloria.
Gloria Dio Gloria.
Yes. It's not an easy task to preach about. But in 500 years ago, somewhere in the world, in Germany,
Martin Luther King,
and the other guys of Reformation, I like to picture this, that sometimes they were in the boat, speaking like you are sitting, while the boat was going, and when they look in their map, and see that this boat is not going where we are going, and they start now to go and stand up. They start to stand up and went to the driver and
say,
"Driver, this boat is not going where we think it is going." And the driver ignored them and they bring the map. Maybe the boat was supposed to go to the west, but they see the boat going to the east, and now they say to the driver, "No, this boat is not going where we are going." And when they stand now to take the steering wheel to
sway
it to the east, there was commotion in the boat. That's why we are here today. It is because of the historical events that happened when men look into the Bible and see where they are. There is nothing that is glorifying God. There is nothing that is saving their souls. It's all about works, works. It's all about men doing something to earn something from the living God. And when they sit in that boat and look in that boat of Roman Catholic and say this is not right, they came with these five solas. They came with these five solas, which some of the speakers maybe have described to you. The word sola, a Latin word, means only or alone. And these five solas were sola fide, faith alone, sola scriptura, scripture alone, sola gratia, grace alone, and sola Christo, Christ alone. The one at hand that I'm speaking about, Goliath Gloria, to the glory of God alone. Serious problem in coming to the church that I at hand we're going to read this afternoon. When I look the entire Bible, I see the glory of God for us having the Bible alone, to open the Bible, compile as it was compiled. I see the works of God in it, the chapters in it, everything that we have in this Bible. But to give God the glory of what he did. It was not the work of man, but the God oversees everything here. That is why the Martin Luther, the Zwingli, the Calvin.
Calvin.
All the Protestants. The one thing that made them to change, it was the work of God. When they start to look into the scripture, when they start to look into the practice of Roman Catholics, they see the difference that we are going in the wrong direction. Now we need to speak out. We need to stand up in this
room
and say what we are being taught here
is
not what we see in the scripture. That is why the Reformation came into the place. It was not easy.
Even
in our day today, we have a lot of false teachers. We still have cults amongst our midst. We still have churches amongst our midst that are moving away from the scripture, that are moving away from what God has designed from the beginning, because we found the word of God. We don't have God that we supposed to worship. We don't have the glory that we supposed to glorify God. Nature itself speak about God. Everything speak about God. The general revelation speak about God. But all the general revelation that God has given to us, it does not bring us closer to Him. But when we go to the scripture, we need a special revelation of God, where He will speak direct to our own hearts, to our own conscience, so that God can be glorified. We are what we are today, not because of what we have done. God alone, namely His Son, on the cross, so that we can come to Him. Apart from God working, we won't be able to do anything, to see Him, to glorify Him, to thank Him for everything. Apostle Paul wrote, whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. But that is natural. We need to go deep to spiritual soul, so that we can know ourselves. We can know who we are. So that we can know that the wrath of God upon us. So that we can know about sin. So that we can know about the bad of our heart. The evilness of our heart. That our heart is not right. And what is it that we should do? Listen to the scripture.
Isaiah 64:64.
The text we are about to read is the text that Isaiah wrote, and also the children of Israel were remembering the time when they go to the Mount Sinai. When God is coming down to them. And verse 4 says this. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has eyes seen any God beside you, who acts for the one who waits for Him. The God we serve is a working God. Thank God for Pastor Bembe. He just said all those things that I wanted to say. He just preached everything that I wanted to
say.
But I will preach. This afternoon. The God that we serve is the God who works. What is His glory? What is the glory of God? Is it the beauty? Is it the splendor? Is it what Isaiah saw in chapter 6? And he fell down. What is the glory of God? With that in mind, I will give two pillars of the glory of God, so that we can know this God. That God is God need to be glorified. At all costs. By everyone. By every individual. These pillars are His glory. The God's glory. God is a God who continuously gives. He gives. Among the world full of gods. Who claims to be God. There is only one true God. And the mark of this true God. Is that he works. And his people that he works with. They wait for him. It is him who directs. It is him who leads. It is him who guides. It is him who tells them what they need to do. It is not that the God, that the other God that we see in this world. It is not the human God that expects his people to work for them and him rest and him do nothing and let every people please. Him. The call of our ancestors in our African contest. We work for them. Even if they didn't have cows, we need to buy cows and do it for them. If everything goes wrong, we are the ones who need to please them. Even if we are poor, our own God of ancestors are the one who punish us.
Let
me turn
it a little
bit. Verse 4. Since the beginning of the world. In the Bible in Genesis chapter 1. The Bible tells us. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. It was God working from the beginning. But when we came to human God. They are not working. They are expecting us. To work for them. We became slave of them. They punish us. Faithful the things that we don't know. We don't know what they want. They do something that is they think that they want. They complain they need us. We bury them in the coffin. We put the blankets. We put them 6 feet underground. We put the soil. And they told us again. That we are cold. But this God
does
need to be glorified.
He gives.
When we pray,
God,
we pray to him. We say, our Father,
Baba,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth
as
it is in heaven. And we ask Him, give us this day our daily bread
from the
beginning. He has been giving us.
Did
God give? And expect nothing. And we don't work for Him. Look at what He did in Genesis 1. He created the universe.
But the God of Africans
are not responsible.
The
God of Moria.
Irresponsible.
They change men from wearing suits. They give him this God of this
church.
Our God is unique. Our God is unique. And from the beginning, since the beginning of the world, He has been working. He delivered the nation of Israel with great power. You know, one of the people that the nation of Israelites, when Gideon was preaching and ranting, He touched my heart with that preaching. That today you are running for miracles. You don't see any miracles. But the nation of Israel, that was delivered from Egypt. God worked so many wonders. He did a lot of miracles. And He rescued them. He delivered them. He worked for them. Even to the point where He take the sea apart so that they can cross on the dry. And water being coming like a wall. I don't know how deep the sea is. But to me that was the greatest miracle. Seeing the bottom down of the sea. And water standing still. In obedience to the God who created it. For the sake of man. That He wants to draw for Himself. That He know that this God is a working God. Our God works for you. That is why everything in Him, it is enough. He is all what we need. You don't try to please Him by doing everything.
He says,
come to me. Come as you are. And I will make you. He is a God who works. Most of the religions, they work for that. And our God is the working God. Look at in this verse. Men have not heard, nor perceived by ear, nor have seen any God beside you. He works in the heart of man. If God is not working in your heart, He works through His word. That is why the Bible will say, if you hear the word of God, harden not your heart.
He is
the God who's able to do exceedingly above all.
He fails many other gods.
He fails Buddha.
He fails Muhammad.
Because
all other gods are not gods at all.
But
are idols.
They
don't see. They don't hear. They cannot even comfort you. They cannot know where you are. They never knew you before you were born. The same God. He once said to Jeremiah, before I place in your mother's womb, I knew you. And I call you a prophet. This is the God that you should come to. This is the God who works for you. He gives his glory by working. The heavens and the earth are works of his hands. He
will
never work anything. But this is the God. After working in everything, he said, come. And enjoy. Today men are proudful. Today men want to own everything. Men want power. Today men want everything. They think that they own everything. But they have never read what Apostle Paul said, that we came with nothing and we will also go with nothing. Pride is nothing.
Nothing.
Everything before this God, the God that we need to glorify, the God of the Protestants, the God of the Reformation, he enlightened their heart. They became awake in the midst of the church. They became awake in the dead church. They became awake in the church that works for salvation. They became awake in the church that works for faith. They became awake in the church that you need to do something in order to be right. A church that cannot answer the guilty conscience. A church that cannot direct your thoughts to the high majesty. It is that church that when you die, you need to pay for a body so that it can go to heaven. A church that is full of the work of men. Our God,
He
is a giving God.
Look
what He said to Moses.
Bring
all the people from Mount Sinai. Let them not touch Sinai. And I will reveal myself to them. He's a God who gives. He is the God we need to fear. Don't fear ancestors. Don't fear
Sangoma.
Don't fear Satan. There's only one God. And that God is this God. That
he
needs to be feared by everyone. He can do anything. As if nothing has happened. He's a God who has released the nation of Israel from Egypt and buried them one time. And there was no aftertears. And there was no food. And there was no workers who need to work at the graveside. He just opened the ground and buried them. And everything must continue. As if nothing has happened. You need to fear that God. This is the God that we need to fear. He brought them to the mountain. And he appeared in the form of a cloud. That is not him. God is not like a man. God is not like anything. So that our eyes can see. So that we can appreciate what kind of God is this one. Then when he speak, the nation was so fearful. At the voice. They were so fearful.
But to
come to the point and say, Moses,
But Moses,
you go to God.
Hamba
wena uye kuNkulunkulu.
Thina sizozwa nawe.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu
uthini kuwe.
Ngoba
babemsaba uNkulunkulu.
The glory of God.
Inkazimulo
kaNkulunkulu.
Iyabonakala yonke indawo. Umhlaba njengoba unje.
The scripture has been read in Psalms 24.
Njengoba kufundiwe
uMahubo. It is God who created it.
uNkulunkulu nguye odalile.
Not political parties.
Asi inhlangano zezepolitiki.
Not the white person.
Futhi akuyena umuntu omhlophe.
He is not the black person. It is God who created it. God
wa uNkulunkulu
odalile. Came into this world. Says
I saw them
emhlabeni. Start to devour the work of God.
Sahlukanisa imisebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
Start to work in your heart.
Sacala sasebenza enhlizweni
yakho. The same boat that Martin Luther King was in.
Fana lomkhumbi babe kuwo Martin Luther.
In the wrong direction.
Owaya endaweni wrong.
Moving away from God.
Usuka eduze noNkulunkulu.
Like Adam.
Fana noAdam.
When he have sinned.
Umay wonile.
He move and make his plan.
Wasuka wadlayishebo lakhe.
Dress himself.
Ukuze azimbathise.
But the working God.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu osebenzayo.
Came down again.
Wehla futhi.
After the man have sinned against
him. Emva uthi abantu bonye.
And say, where are you?
Wathi nikuphi na?
Where are you?
Nikuphi?
Let me ask you this question.
Ake ngikubuze lo mbuzo.
What do you think of this God?
Ungicabangani ngalo uNkulunkulu?
Compared to your God of your ancestors.
Uma umqhathanisa noNkulunkulu noma idlozi lakho.
Some of your God of your ancestors.
Amanye ke amadlozi akho.
They are not even, you never even finished grade 10.
Azange ke bafika na ku grade 10.
But they didn't have money.
Ngoba bebanganayo imali.
But they expected to buy a goat or a cow for them.
Kodwa bafuna ubathengele imbuzi noma inkomo.
In order to please them.
Ukuze ubajabulise.
And those God you cannot please them.
Labo uNkulunkulu ngeke ubajabulise.
We say they are powerful.
Sithi banamandla.
But when they die on the road,
kodwa uma beyafa endleleni,
they get lost to come to their own house.
Abakhona nokuyibona indlela
eyinyawo. Why no one at night?
Eyakho umuntu ebusuku
who overvimbayo.
Who stops them?
Kubangezi kwabo.
From coming to their households. Bayalahleka.
They get lost.
Bayalahleka.
But isifuna umsebenzi. Imagine.
And then they say they want you to perform a ritual.
And you come to your senses.
Kufaneleke ufike
emqondweni. And you ask your question.
Uzibuze.
If you get lost,
uma ke ulahleka.
Where in spray?
Ulahleka khona.
Where in Whiteville?
Noma e Whiteville.
Ufuna umsebenzi?
Do you want a ritual?
Or ubuza indlela?
Noma you want direction?
Just a thought.
Zibuze nje ucabange.
Meaning umsebenzi esiyenzela abaNkulunkulu.
There are many rituals that we performed for these gods.
And some of them basingile.
And ogunye ke they've cut us.
Abanye bahlelile bagqatshiwe phela.
Some of you are sitting here with
me. And some of them basiqhobisa intambo
laba bagqokile. As we speak you've got drugs around you.
Yini abaNkulunkulu bethu la?
It's these gods that we serve.
Yini abaNkulunkulu ethi abangasindile.
It's these gods that are never saved.
Yini basindise.
For them to be saved.
Instead of us sending us.
Instead of them saving us.
Basbopa.
They tie us.
Basbopa. And we cannot give glory to them.
Asikwazi kubanikeza udumo.
It is the same God.
uNkulunkulu oyedwa.
That created the universe.
Owadala izulu.
That we need to glorify.
Okufanele sidumise.
Number 2.
Okwesibili ke.
The God that we glorify.
Lo uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo.
The God that gives.
uNkulunkulu onikelayo.
Number 2.
Okwesibili.
He gave his son.
Wanikela ngendodana yakhe.
In order for men to look for this God.
Ukuze abantu babuke kuNkulunkulu.
God became man.
uNkulunkulu waba ngumuntu.
And that man is Jesus Christ.
Leyendoda uChrist Jesu.
What is the glory of God?
Yini inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu?
The glory of God is in Jesus Christ.
Inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu ikuChrist Jesu.
Apart from Jesus Christ.
Ngoba ngaphandle kaChrist Jesu.
Never.
Ngeke.
Never.
Ngeke.
Never.
Ngeke.
No God.
Umazi uNkulunkulu.
I know Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians.
Yazi uNkulunkulu Paul wabhala wathi.
Whatever you do.
Konke enikwenzayo.
For the glory of God.
Kwenzeleni inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu.
Whether you eat.
Noma niyadla.
Whether you sleep.
Noma niyalala.
For the glory of God.
Kwenzeni inkazimulo
kaNkulunkulu.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu ninikile konke lokho.
But the God that we need.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu esimdingayo.
Is the one that will spend eternity with him.
Uloyo ophila naye linaphakade.
Is the God who came and became what he was not.
uNkulunkulu oyedwa wabayilokhu wayengasiyiko.
In the beginning was the Word.
UJohn uthi ekuqaleni kwakhona
izwi. And the Word was with God.
Izwi lalinonkulunkulu.
And the Word was God.
Futhi izwi lalinonkulunkulu.
And it came to verse 14.
Bese masifika ku verse 14.
And the Word became flesh.
Wayesethi izwi laba inyama.
And we behold him.
Siyakukholwa lokho.
As the glory of the begotten glory of the Son of God.
Ukuthi ke
in verse 18.
Eku verse 18 kuthiwa indodana kaNkulunkulu.
Jesus Christ.
UChrist uJesu
is the glory of God.
Uyinkazimulo kaNkulunkulu.
Apart from Jesus Christ.
Ngaphandle kaChrist uJesu.
You never know Christ.
Ngeke umazi uChrist.
The Easter or the Passover.
Le conference ke yamaGood Friday.
It's for us to remember.
Yethu ukuthi sikwazi ukukhumbula.
God became man.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu waba ngumuntu.
Without sin.
Ngaphandle kwesono.
Was nailed on the cross.
Wabethelwa esiphambanweni.
So that the working God.
Ukuze loNkulunkulu osebenzayo.
Can be glorified.
Adunyiswe.
Through his grace.
Ngomusa wakhe.
By what he did.
Ngalokho akwenza.
Isaiah said.
Uthi ke uIsaiah.
Isaiah 53.
UIsaiah 53.
It pleased the Lord God.
Wamjabulisa uNkulunkulu.
To bruise his only son.
Ukunathela ikhanda lendodana yakhe.
For iniquity.
Ngokungalungi.
What is the glory of God?
Yini inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu?
The glory of God.
Inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu
is in Jesus Christ.
IkuChristu Jesu.
It's not in the church.
Ayikho ebandleni.
It's not in your pastor.
Ayikho kumfundisi wakho.
It's not in your country.
Futhi ayikho ezweni lakini.
But in the Son.
Kodwa ikwindodana.
Came willingly.
Eza ifuna.
Died for sin.
Yafela izono.
The issue that separates you and me to God.
Lendo yayihlukanisa mina noNkulunkulu.
Sin.
Isono.
Sin has lot of fruit within it.
Isono sine
races in his sin.
Ukucwasa ngokobuhlanga kuyisono.
Sin.
Isiko mpila kuyisona.
There is something that is good in culture.
Kukhona izinto ezinhle
kuyisiko mpila. But there is something that does not glorify the God.
Kodwa zikhona izinto ezingamphakamisi
uNkulunkulu. That is why the culture of Roman Catholic.
Ingakho isiko mpila lamaRoma.
Martin Luther King grows from there.
Na noma ikhule khona uMfundisi Martin Luther.
Sacrifice anything being a monster.
What?
Trying to please God.
Wazama ukujabulisa uNkulunkulu.
Dismally.
Wahluleka kakhulu.
You cannot please God on your own.
Awukwazi ukumjabulisa uNkulunkulu wena wedwa.
You cannot please God by giving.
Ngeke umjabulise ngokunikela.
You cannot please God by coming to church.
Ngeke umjabulise ngokuzebandleni.
You cannot please God by singing in the choir.
Ngeke futhi nomhlabelela.
You cannot please God by fasting 40 days.
Nomuzila ukudla.
Some of the men who tried to emulate Jesus Christ.
Lawa bazama ukufana noJesu.
They tried to do those.
Baya
Because they wanted to do to end salvation.
But
doing
extra
what Christ had done. We need to glorify God through His Son.
Kufanele simdumise uNkulunkulu ngendodana yakhe.
By the same God.
Ingakho uNkulunkulu lona.
Came into this world.
Weza kulomhlaba.
And became flesh.
Waba umuntu.
And died for sin.
Wafela izono.
When we die,
noma siyafa,
those who are in him,
laba abakuye,
in glory to God,
kuyindu, kuyinkazimulo kaNkulunkulu.
When you die,
noma uyafa,
even if you're not in him,
uma ungekho kuye,
hell will glorify God.
Isihopho sokudumisa uNkulunkulu.
Enlightening in hell.
Ngoba abantu bayishisa
esokweni. God will not God at all.
Bawone ukuthi bonke abantu
God will be glorified.
Esihopho uNkulunkulu
will be in hell.
UMuhammad
will be in hell.
Ihlazo elingayo.
What a shame it is. We glorify God.
Siyamudumisa uNkulunkulu.
His son.
Ngendodana yakhe.
Then it goes.
Ake ngivale ke.
Be short.
Ngibe mfushane.
What is the glory of God?
Yini inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu?
God is the God of gift.
UNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu ophayo.
Give everything.
Unikela konke.
Where's he give his son?
Futhi ke wanikela nangendodana yakhe.
What is it can make you to glorify God?
Yini engakwenza ukuthi wena umdumise uNkulunkulu?
Know his word.
Yazi izwi lakhe.
Come to him through his word.
Iza kuye ngezwi lakhe.
Don't come to him with anything.
Ungezi kuye uphethe okunye ngaphandle kwezwi lakhe. Psalms says,
Yamahubu ati,
forever,
Njalo,
O Lord,
Nkulunkulu,
thy word,
izwi lakho,
has been settled,
libekiwe,
in heaven,
ezulwini.
It is his word,
izwi lakhe,
that can draw you,
elingakwazi ukusondela,
that can enlighten you,
likwazi ukukhanyisa kuwe,
that can make you to see the love,
likwenze ubone uthando lika Christ
Jesus. It is not rituals,
akusi imisebenzi,
it is not uniform,
akusi ukugqoka ngokufana,
it is not structure,
futhi akusona isakhiwo,
in his word,
kodwa izwi lakhe,
without his word,
ngaphandle kwezwi lakhe,
you cannot glorify this God.
Awungeke ukwazi ukumkhonza uThixo.
He trusted his word,
walithemba izwi lakhe,
in so much that Christ said,
ganga ngokuthi wathi,
heaven and earth
izulu nomhlaba
will pass away,
kuyodlula,
but my word will remain,
kodwa izwi lami liyomanjalo.
That God needs to be glorified.
Loyo uNkulunkulu ufanele
ukudunyiswa. We glorify him through the scriptures,
simudumisa ngezwi
lakhe, and by obeying all what he has given to us,
lokuhlonipha konke lokasinikeze
kona in the scriptures,
ezwini lakhe,
and in our sinful heart,
nasezinhlizweni zethu ezonayo nezinqondo zethu.
It is not easy to glorify God,
akusilula ukumdumisa uNkulunkulu,
but God draw men through his ways,
kodwa uNkulunkulu udonsa abantu.
You hear his word. How do you know his heart? That is why the message of the cross to those who are dying is a foolish message. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save man for his glory. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you that you are God who gave. We thank you through your grace you gave us your Son, that Lord we may come to you. You still work today. You continue to work. That men you love them so much, that you as God alone work in the heart of men. We are what we are today because of you. That is why I said, let him that glory. Glory in this. Not that he has a big church. Not that he has a big money. Not that he runs a big country. But glory in the Lord. Oh Father, speak to our heart. Help us to know your Son. We have given us a gift. That gift is your Son to save our soul from hell. Drawing our heart. If you are not working, we won't even be here. Thank God for salvation. Thank you, O God, for your grace. We give all the praise for this time and hour. That Lord, even in our country, even in our years and after years, you'll continue to work. You alone are worthy. And we thank you and we honor you. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.